after 5 grueling months of having these lovely creatures on the farm, we are finally within 30 days of having these guys go over here to the pecan tree for butcher. So this next month is going to be all about feeding them up, make sure they have the proper weight. Now you could tell they've done pretty well on their size. I probably could have them bigger if they were in a more confined space, but I've let them free range over this pasture for the last 3 months. I gave them 2 months in a confined pen as little piglets so they can understand this is where you're getting fed, this is your home now. You know, the general layouts of the land, I didn't want them bolting in this giant space. Plus, they could probably fit through those grates. So we've taken time to get them big enough. And then once we realized that they can no longer get through the, because these are cow panels. Now we've got, again, 2 different types of pigs. We have Berkshires and then we have Iowa pasture hogs or guinea hogs. We're super excited to have them. They've been fun. We have let them free range over this pasture again for the last 3.5 months. And they've done a lot of good for this pasture. This pasture was really unmanaged. It had given us a lot of problems in the past, but now it's looking very flat, which is very nice. They've done a great job of helping flatten things out. I got a couple little areas where some row crops are still left, but overall, these guys have done a great job. Pigs are great land management animals. They have cleared out this pasture. They've ripped down a lot of the thorns and the thickets and all that stuff that you get caught up in. Things that snakes like to hide up in here in the summer. Knocked all of that down. And through the winter time, this might be my new favorite time to have pigs. I might overwinter pigs from now on as a means to take care of the pasture going into spring and summer. So the process of getting them fattened up enough, I was only having 1 feeder bin out here because that's really what they were mostly using. I wanted them to kind of focus on the pasture so they weren't getting the calories needed enough to get super fat. So by adding in a little bit of that fat, a little bit of grain, some corn, some molasses in there, we're going to start to fatten them up here. And again, we're going to give them a solid 30 days, 100% feed, 24/7. When they want it, it's going to be here ready to go. If I can keep this guy out of it. I can't wait to break these pigs down. We're going to do them ourselves. We're not going to take them off to a processor. I'm a chef. I'm going to man up and do it. We're going to do a little different probably than what you've seen in most of the videos. We're going to skin it. I don't like pig skins in general. I mean, they're great maybe for dog treats and things like that. And we still might give them out as dog treats. But generally speaking, I don't eat pork cracklings. I've not that great of teeth to be able to handle it. So we're going to be skinning these pigs and breaking them down that way, making it a lot easier on ourselves and hopefully be able to break all 6 down in 1 day. That's the ultimate goal. All 6, 1 day as far as getting them at least halves ready to go. So let's talk about pros and cons real quick of doing it my method, because there are definitely cons to doing it this method. You got to be prepared for it. 1, you got to make sure that this fencing is strong enough to be able to hold them. They were easily able to figure out this gate, how to put their nose under, lift up, and lift the gate off, and they were all the way up underneath the poinsettia bushes. And very hard to wrangle 6 pigs back into a pasture. So you gotta make sure that you find all of your weaknesses beforehand. And that was our key weakness in this area, was this gate. So we've had to add some hog panel, make it a little uncomfortable for us. We've either got to like hike over it or we've got to kind of go completely all the way around. But overall, that's been our only inconvenience as far as infrastructure goes. 2, they are kind of land destructors, which is a good thing, right? We want them to be able to break down our land and kind of restore it back. But that does come at somewhat of a price. When you mean destructors, I mean destructors. So next time I might be able to put them in smaller paddocks instead of having this full 3 acres over here to their disposal. I will most likely break them down into smaller paddocks so I really get the full effect, because right now it's patchy. They've got their little favorite spots all over the pasture that they focused on, which is funny because, I mean, we're that way in our houses, right? They're the same way in their houses. So they found their favorite places. So over by the I think it's an oak, but my neighbors call it a pecan tree. They debate me every day on it, but I've never seen a pecan come off of that tree. Shout out, list down below if it's a pecan or a pecan. Interested in your response. That was the great debate the other day when I talked about the tree. But they've made themselves home over here. Around the pasture themselves, they've got patches where they've knocked over. They've done a really good job tilling it. There's some other areas where you can still kind of see the row crop structure that used to be here, but we're slowly removing it by using these pigs. What's also helping the pigs is that we had a huge drought last summer. So we went, I think we're up to 18 weeks with no rain. And what that did is that basically killed off a lot of our grass. And so there wasn't as much root structure in the ground to kind of hold dirt into place. We've had a couple of very hard rains here recently, and that's also kind of helped mash it down a little bit. And as they're trampling over and everything, that kind of compresses it down. We are gonna come through and have a buddy with our neighbor with a tractor, and he's gonna come through and he's gonna probably either till it and just to kind of get the ground flipped, and we're gonna flatten it out. It's been a fight to get this pasture managed. The other pasture, because it has so many goats, sheep, it has such a variety of animals on it, it's a little bit easier to manage because different animals kind of go after different things in the pasture. So overall, it helps maintain the pasture very well. Other than the goats sticking their heads out trying to get the brush, grass is always greener on the other side for a goat. So other than the goats sticking their heads through the fencing, there's not been any test of the infrastructure over there at all. It's still intact, almost as good as day one. But this pasture overall is doing really well. We do have one area. Now, I think it's because, again, we're coming through the winter. We have overwintered these pigs. They have been able to take the cold weather. Granted, we live in Mississippi, so cold air is a very loose term here. But it did get down in the teens a couple of nights, and they just kind of burrowed up into their little structure that we made for them out of old pallets, and they were just fine. We just were able to block the wind. But I've noticed, though, that the areas that they've really liked are very high sun areas through the wintertime. So I'm wondering if I hold out just a little bit longer now that we're getting into May and it's warming up, are they gonna wanna go to those shaded areas and save themselves a little time? Great animals to have though. Very excited to do this project again. This will probably give us our year supply. And then in September, October, we'll probably bring on four more. Now these little guys right here, these little Idahos, they still have some time. And they still got another year on the property before they get up to full size, believe it or not. But all of the Berkshires, our ladies right here, these will all be ready to go. So part of that con is again, they're focusing in on specific areas that they like to lay in. And they will burrow in those areas if they're left in that area for too long. Or, you know, it's the sweet spot, if you will. Our third con that we've had in this pasture in particular is that there was lots of debris that's underneath the grass layer. So I have a highway right here, and on the other side of the property, I'm butted up against another highway over there. So there's just constantly trash flowing into my yard. And for some reason, it kind of ends up in this pasture. Maybe it gets caught up in the high grass, but it always makes it very difficult because they're constantly pulling up trash. You'll see them look up and they'll run the corner with a beer can in your mouth. And it's kind of like chasing down a toddler or a German Shepherd, if you will. They'll take off running. They're actually very difficult to catch and get that beer can out of their mouth when somebody chunks a beer can on the side of the road. The other difficulty that we've had, particularly with these pigs, and it's not the pig's fault, is that guy right there. He's not been very friendly. He is a neighbor's donkey. He's not ours, though. He's been on our property for almost 3 years now. This is Jack-Jack. He's our mini donkey. And, you know, he's fun to pet. He's fluffy, but he's not the friendliest animal that we have. He has actually killed 3 other livestock animals on the farm. So he's killed 2 baby goats and a baby lamb. So he's very difficult to deal with, and he's very protective when it comes to food. Kind of thankful he's playing nice now. Earlier he wasn't. He's the one who tipped over the feed so he can get into it. So we're going to tie those down here in just a minute so we can keep him out of that feed. If you have just a little bit of land, pigs are one of the best homestead animals that we've ever had. We've really enjoyed them. If you want more to continue into the process of how we're growing them, and we're going to be butchering them down, and of course we're going to have to cook them up, eat them, then make sure you hit the like, you hit the subscribe. We're super excited that you're here. This is Homesteading Chef. We'll see you next time here. Wait a minute. And just so you know, if you've not had a chance yet and you're on the go, maybe you don't get a chance to go over to YouTube as much, you can hop over to Spotify, Apple Podcasts. You can find a lot of these episodes loaded up in audio form over on your favorite podcasting network. Again, that's Homesteading Chef. You'll find that both in podcast as in YouTube. And we're super excited that you're here. We'll see you next time on Homesteading Chef.